Wow.
Good morning.
What is up?
Sup, dorks.
Sup, dorks.
I thought you were going to say, what is happening?
I do feel that way a little bit. This is the second podcast where we're... I mean, at least I am feeling... How would you say it?
Crazy?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, intro.
High and low of the week.
High and low of the week. Okay, holy cow. I need to know what I did for the week. I don't remember.
The week started with your first soccer game, and it ended last night.
Oh, my God. There's my high, obviously. Seeing my girls win was phenomenally, fantastically, for flarbly flur. What's going on? You're mixing.
I put Pedialyte in my water, and it's not mixed, so I just drink powder.
Anyways, I'll talk about it in sports. But there was a crazy cool goal that was like, everyone was so excited, I got the chills. So that was my high. And then my low was dealing with the EBT people going for 4 hours to wait in line.
Forgot you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. To talk to somebody about how I can expedite the process. And it turns out they're not people to talk to about expediting. They're just there to help you apply. So I waited, I waited, I waited, I waited in a very janky area in Queens. And then he's like, okay, let's go ahead and get you signed up. And I was like, oh no, I'm already signed up. He's like, oh, okay. All right, so let's get the application started. I was like, oh, no, I'm applied. He's like, what are you doing here? He literally said that. What are you doing here? And I was like, I don't even know. I thought I could get accepted. He's like, nope, this is just application. So I waited all that time for him to literally just be like, okay, I can't help you. And then I left. It was a big waste of time. How about you? How was your high and low?
My low was I babysat again for this like really adorable kid that I haven't seen yet because they sleep the whole time. So I don't even know what the kid looks like. But the low was that coming back from that, we passed a cemetery in my lift, and the cemetery was one of those with the really, okay, I had never seen it before. All my cemeteries have like small to flat headstones.
Yeah.
And this one had like really big marble towers all over the place, like huge. And it was also really, really long. So I couldn't hold my breath the whole time we were by it. And we hit a red light during it. It was just, I think that's why like I'm feeling demons this week, because I just let them in me during that.
Dear.
During that graveyard.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've heard worse worsts. It's not the worst.
Worst lows.
Yeah. Yeah.
My high is that we did a lot of free stuff this week.
Oh my God, did we?
And like not a lot, but like kind of a lot.
I felt like a lot.
And I'm actually really, I'll talk about it in my updates, but I'm really glad to have a routine. Like starting tomorrow, I'm routining.
You are.
I have stuff back in my calendar for like chunks of time. I have things to do.
Big chunks, though.
I have assignments. Yeah. I'm actually quite excited to do something for real every day. So, yeah.
That is exciting.
Okay, what are your updates?
What were the things that I needed to Was there anything I needed to say?
Not really.
Updates.
I guess, like, sleep-wise, you could update on that.
It's still iffy, sleep-wise, I guess. We tried changing the sheets, but... we tried changing the sheets, but we don't have two queen-size sheets, so we just put a full sheet on a queen-size bed, and it doesn't fit, and then I just sleep on the mattress. And it's sticky because we have the bed bug cover. So that's a little sticky. So that's not great.
Yeah, our fitted sheet extra set fits the futon, which is a full. Which is great because that's our extra bed. But we just tried to like use it
for us. Yeah, all right. And also for the record, for those who are just listening and not watching, we're dead
right now. Oh, yeah.
So the reason why this sounds dead right now is because go watch and then you'll look at me and go, oh, he looks like a pile of death.
You look fine.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh.
You look quite normal.
We literally rolled out of bed and did this. Like literally rolled out of bed and did this.
Yeah. I guess we were going to talk about it. Well, first of all, okay, no. No, first of all, we were just supposed to do this earlier, A, and B, we stayed out, not even late, just we stayed out having some sips with Frankie.
Snips and snaps with Frankie, Mike, Emily, and Steven.
Yeah, last night. And so, yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
I still have like weird, unsettling feelings about how some of the night went down. I just feel bad. But
you feel bad?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into it, I guess.
Okay. Landon also got us a picture over our bed.
Ah.
It says New York. And it is New York. I meant that totally seriously and honestly and not like in a weird way. I didn't think you cared
for it very much. So that's exactly the description I would expect you to say for someone who doesn't seem to care about it that much.
It's just quite gray.
It's black and gray and white. Yes, I understand. We have a lot of color, and I understand that our tastes are a little different. I don't mind the color,
but and it was I don't a mind really, the black.
It was a really big $132 piece of art that we're going to hang over our bed, and I like it.
And it's there.
And until you find something and more lettered, colorful.
And Leonard punched the wall about 3 times in his dream this week.
Oh
in
my
his
God. Dreams
this week. I trying did. To be a soccer goalie.
And a basketball player.
And so it was really great that he hung it higher than he originally that would have did.
Or right else on her face.
Yeah. Or else I would have said and goodbye painting.
Yes. I literally punched the wall
yep.
3 times. 3 separate days, 3 separate dreams. Thinking that I was a goalie saving a ball, a basketball player swatting the ball, and then probably another one. I don't even know. But for real, almost hit her in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a job. That's an update.
Woo!
At Bonnie. The Bonnie.
The Bonnie.
I'm hosting. Hostess with the mostest.
You are the mostest of the hostesses.
Is my correct title. And it's going swimmingly. I was meant from an early age of playing Cooking Dash on my phone. I was meant to oversee a restaurant. And I actually love that I have like power. I get to talk to everyone. And then once they're seated, I just get to look at them.
Oh.
I don't have to like do anything else.
Yeah.
Give them some water, sit them down, go do it again.
Easy peasy, lemon yeah. squeezy, man.
I think I'd also do really good at serving, but I think it would like take more out of me.
Mm.
So I think this is like perfect prime time where I'm sitting. I don't know. I'm loving it. And yeah, internship starts tomorrow.
I'm stoked
so
for you, man.
I picked up my badge. I'm hoping it says the right thing. I'm pretty sure it doesn't, but you know what? I have a badge and we're going to cross that bridge tomorrow when we get there.
Sure.
If you haven't I decided I'm going to also put like what we're watching on an update.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because yeah,
like we've got goals now and we've got TV shows, movies.
Yeah. We're just kind of like rounding out our lives.
I love that.
For me, oh, we also decided our September
goals
yeah. as like people.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to improve ourselves every month.
Right. We have a cleaning chart and my goals are sober September, which
failed yesterday,
but you know what? It wasn't.
You've been doing good up until then, though.
The drinks were like really yum, but I'm like, mind body wise wasn't worth it. So like next time I'm like, oh, it's a special occasion, because it really was, and we had so much fun, and I'm glad I did it. But like it's like not.
We were both up at 3 a.m. She goes. So I wake up a few times, and she's not next to me. This is a little, I'll do it quick.
No, it's okay. I'm just going to say it's like, are you going to like TMI it?
I'm not going to TMI it. And I keep waking up and she's not next to me. And so I was like, oh God, she's probably throwing up or something. She's in the bathroom. She's not doing good. So I finally muster up energy because I'm also hungover to like get up and go check on her like a good boyfriend at like 3 something in the morning. And I literally just stand up.
And it's pitch black.
And she walks right into the room with her phone bright as hell. And she goes like,
well, at first I like heard a noise, but I thought he was still like lying down more. Because usually when I'm up and he doesn't get up because he doesn't have to, I just like am going pee or something. I like come in and then he's like stirs a little, but he's like in bed and I go, I'm good. Hi. And then we like go back to bed. Right. But it's pitch black. And I walk in and I like, what is that noise? And I illuminate Leonard's like face. And I go, oh my God. And then I scare him and he goes.
I didn't say anything, but I just kind of died on the bed again. Anyways, it's like we ran into each other by accident.
It was so funny. We like scared each other. Even though we're the only people that should be here.
Yeah. Anywho's, back to it. Sorry.
Okay. That's not what we're watching.
No,
I was going to say.
That's not what we're watching at all.
I was going to say, I watched the cyberbullying documentary on Netflix. It's about this like teen in like this rural area that like is getting cyberbullied by this random unknown number. And it's just like a bunch of burner numbers that are like really cyberbullying her. And it's like actually awful. And it goes on for like 5 years before they bring the FBI in to figure out who did it. I watched this while I was babysitting. Yeah. Everyone needs to watch it because, first of all, from the moment the culprit was like shown, you know how they like bring people into the documentary like one at a time, kind of, they like introduce a new character and you're like, oh, this is the best friend or whatever. The moment the camera went on this person that did it, I was like, yeah, it's you.
Yeah. Oh, you knew.
And I called it. First of all, and I was right. Second of all, and it's also crazy plot twist. The only reason I called it is because like, they were giving me weird vibe. Like, oh, anyways, go watch it. I recommend. It's like not scary at all. It's just kind of like, whoa. Okay. We also started The Paper.
Oh, yeah. The Paper. So for those who don't know what The Paper is, and for those who don't know how big of an Office fan I am, I'll give you a little update. I'm a massive, humongous, what's another big word?
Gigantic.
Gigantic, obtusely large fan of The Office, the American version. We watch it every night. Thank goodness that she watches it with me. I watch it in the day. I watch it. So, big fan.
Comfort show.
I even read my first book about it.
It's true.
Then they come out and say, we're going to go ahead and make a spinoff called The Paper. And I was very disappointed to hear that because I'm a hater of reboots. I think they're stupid. I think it's a money grab and it's dumb. So I really did not want to watch The Paper. But we did. Because we had to. Because apparently it linked to The Office. And it definitely links to The Office in almost every episode so far.
But like in a really tasteful, really lovely
Yeah.
Way, like, I almost cried.
Yeah.
On how they linked it last night. Like, I.
It is very funny. It is very funny. Similar humor with new characters, and it's not easy. It's not hard to, like, get to know the characters. You get to know them very quickly.
Great actors.
Yeah. Honestly, pretty funny. There's a few moments that I felt so far that were, like, a little childish. But when I was a child watching The Office, I'm sure there was childish moments, I guess. But
the whole time is a childish moment.
Yeah, but there's, like, a few moments specifically where I'm like, okay, that was a little slapsticky that didn't need to be added. But whatever. I like it. I'm going to keep watching it. I'm about to sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh, 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 oh.
Not in the mic.
Just gained out all of that.
Yeah, you just blew out Evan's speakers.
Just blew out everything. Sorry about that, everybody. Oh, Evan's speakers in his car.
That's now my, like, range.
Your standard. Yeah, Evan's car speakers. Anyways.
Okay, we need to get freaking into sports because the reason why we rolled out of bed to do this is because Leonard was like, it's 11. Football's at 1. We still have to clean and we have to edit. And I was like, okay.
We do, because I'm not missing kickoff on
Do we play first?
No.
Okay, thank God, because I won't be done cleaning. Mm-hmm. We're not the 11 o'clock game, right?
The 1 o'clock. We might be the 1 o'clock.
Game.
Oh, God, I don't even know. Ugh.
Great. And he calls himself a fan.
I know, I'm sorry. I just know we play today, and I know I was planning on watching all the games, so I just figured, bam.
Okay, anyway. Well, Nighthawks won their soccer game.
Yeah.
It was live streamed. I hope everyone saw the post.
It was live streamed.
Because I was going to go, and then I had work. Crazy how that works.
First day. Yeah.
So I watched the live stream, except the live stream wasn't working for half the game. So I called the school pretending to be a parent.
She called the school.
And I was like, hello, my child's playing. Well, I said my niece.
I wonder who answered. I wonder if I know
just
them.
The front desk.
Oh, okay.
They were like, hello, Nightingale. And I was like, hi. Oh, okay. And then they were like, yeah, we know nothing about that. That's happening on Randall's. And I was like, yeah, but the live stream, like, can you talk to someone? And they were like, yeah, one sec. And then they, like, left and then, like, came back. And they said it was going to be back in 15 minutes, and it wasn't. It took them a whole hour to fix it. But whatever.
You're probably the person that let us know that the live stream wasn't working halfway through. I bet you.
Probably, because there's only like 5 people queued up to watch, and I'm sure none of them called.
Yeah, I bet you it was you who queued, like, who let us know that they're hot. Yeah, well, okay. Hilarious. Good job. Mm-hmm. Very proud of the Nighthawks. We won 2-0 against a team that is usually pretty difficult, but we cleaned up.
They looked pretty good from someone who knows nothing about what they look like.
You know, we were panicked a lot of the game, but we made some defensive moves. We relaxed a little bit. We settled in. For a first game, definitely take it. Our hardest competition is coming up on Monday, tomorrow.
That's how I live.
Today, whenever you're listening. And we're working hard for that one. But some crazy cool goals happened. And yeah, that was awesome.
This girl, like, on her first touch, ripped it to the top right.
Top bin.
And she was really excited about it.
Yeah, it was hilarious. She jumped up. Like,
come on now. I said that totally correct.
Woo! It was like a star. It was so funny. Yeah, they were thrilled. It was awesome to see. Yeah. Then there was Thursday night football, NFL.
Crazy game. Yeah. Weather delay.
Oh, my God.
Ejections.
For a first game.
Injuries.
I couldn't believe it. Before the first snap of the game, for those who didn't tune in, and I'm sure most of you did, because most of you are my family as well, and you watch NFL. But for those who didn't, one of the Eagles' defensive linemen, one of their stars.
The defense.
spits on Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
That did me wrong this week.
Spits on him before any snap.
And of course, NFL playback played the spit like 17 million times.
So we can see the loogie land right on him.
We just see spit landing on Mr. Prescott. And then they eject him and he's like, what? Later we find out someone else spit first.
Yeah, Dak spit first. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's called Spitgate now.
Boys trying to run after a ball hyped up on testosterone because it's been 204 days since they've done it. before.
140 the summer vacation.
Yeah, anyways, the game went forever. We were up forever.
Hour and a half delay, whatever.
And it was just like, what's going on?
There was no score in the second half. It was the second literally, half just dragged on.
Yeah, didn't need to watch it, to be
honest. Well, it was your quarterback. So.
And he didn't do anything. Yeah, so what's the point?
He only got 7 points. So.
And then the other night.
Yeah, then Friday we got Kansas City.
Got like 20 million points.
Yes.
So.
Do you know the name of him?
Yeah, Allen. So if Shakir doesn't step it up, yes. I'll be so.
Good job.
Actually upset.
Yeah. And then my first fantasy start on Friday was Xavier Worthy, who a lot of people didn't like. I was really high on him because Rashee Rice is gone. And they're going to build their offense off of Xavier Worthy. And it's pretty obvious that that's exactly what happened. They totally did. And the first drive, Travis Kelce goes ahead and murders him. Literally. And he's out for the game and possibly out for the season. So 0 points for Xavier Worthy. And I will lose to my mother in fantasy football. She's probably laughing right now because I totally called that. She probably was like, oh, that's too bad. And had a little smirk on her face when she saw that Xavier Worthy wasn't coming back.
Yeah, but it's also really interesting to see how these teams like really do pick favorites.
Yeah.
They really, really do pick favorites. And you would think in a sport where so many injuries are possible, you're not only picking one favorite, you're picking like four favorites. Because it took the other two like non-favorites.
It's not about picking the favorites here. It's about who's the best. And they're building their offense through who's the best player.
No, because as someone who in sports was never a favorite, but sometimes had to step up and be a favorite when the favorite got hurt, I'll have you know, the non-favorites never get enough time to practice being the favorite. And I think if they let more time in to practice being the favorite.
It's actually true.
Then, like, number whatever, who, like, didn't miss those three first.
Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, he, like, missed his first three. Whatever
receptions.
Thank you. I feel like he would have gotten. He like finally got it because they're like pros and paid to do this, and they're fine, and it's whatever.
It took him a bit though.
But yeah, it could have been better. Freaking
well. If Xavier Worthy didn't get hurt, Xavier would have had like a gajillion freaking points that game, which is too bad.
Well, if it rains, it pours.
So I was pretty much depressed for the rest of the day into the next morning. And I still am a little bit coming into Sunday. But I'm really hoping that Christian McCaffrey is healthy. It sounds like he's pretty healthy, even though the media blew that out of proportion. He should be fine.
When it rains, it pours.
Moving on from sports, because I'm going to get upset.
It's, like, serious.
I'm already upset.
Clearly. Sips and devastating. Snacks.
Snips and sips.
Last night when we were out with Frankie, Mike, and Evan, not Evan. Oh my God. I always want to put their names together. Emily, I want to call it Makey. Makey and Evan. Nope.
Steven and Emily.
Yeah. Sorry, Evan.
Makey and Evan. We'll call them Makey and Evan for now.
No. Emily and Steven, who are Leonard's cousins, or Emily's Leonard's cousin on his mom's side. And she's getting married soon
to
Steven.
31st.
And they're great people.
November 1st. Yeah. November 1st.
They're great people. Mm-hmm. Very lovely. They live in the Upper East Side. And so Mike was like, wait, we should all have dinner. Like, we're all here now. And we did. And we got drinks before. And then we went to Figilia. And we had so much good food. Like, two pastas, octopus, pizzas.
I was so impressed with how good that octopus was.
I had a drink. My dad's going to like this. I got it because I was thinking of my dad. But it was called Purple Rain. And it was so yummy. It tasted like grape juice. It definitely had alcohol in it.
Your dad would be proud.
But it tasted like grape juice. It was so yummy.
Nice. Yeah, no, it was delicious. My favorite was the mushroom onion pizza, which is rare for me to like either one of those. But I couldn't stop eating it. It was amazing.
Anyways, it was a great night. And why I laugh is because they were like, oh, you can talk about this in your sips and snacks portion tomorrow. And Leonard said, yes. What do you say?
Snips and snaps.
And then Frankie was like, you never say that right. And I was like, thank you. Thank you.
Someone else gets it. I mean, genuinely, I can't.
They're like, it's not that hard.
But everyone now knows when I say snips and snaps, they know it's the food time.
Not everyone.
Unless we have a new listener. Hey, new listener, snips and snaps equals food time.
Snips and snacks.
Snips and snaps.
Anyways, that was super fun. And earlier I said I felt bad, and it's just because they were really nice and handled the bill.
Yeah.
And I just feel really bad about that.
Mike paid for the first round of drinks at Charlie's. And then they split, Emily and Mike split the bill for the dinner. And then I only caught the round of drinks at Let Love. But hey, they appreciate how we're poor as hell. And
yeah, I just feel bad because like we're not.
Like we're not poor?
Well, we are, but like also it like I feel like we could like we knew, I mean, we knew it was happening. We're like not spending extra. Like
we saved for it and they were very nice. So we saved for another outing and then we could pay for ourselves next time.
Yeah, I just always feel horrible. Yeah. That's when that happens.
I don't feel horrible because it's a nice gesture that they make and then we'll make a nice gesture back.
I know. You pay it forward when you have money and you got whatever. Yeah. It's just like
like I paid for Danny and I's. So Danny is a high school friend of mine who is a pilot. And he's in and out of town. Very rare that I get to see him very often. But he and I hung out in Greenpoint and Williamsburg yesterday. Checked out the rock climbing gym. Checked out some beautiful views. He's got a great little location there. And we went to this cool little diner called Manhattan Three Stack. And it was like the most retro old diner. It was perfect. And affordable French toast, delicious eggs, and a solid milkshake. And it was awesome. So there's my snips and snaps that you weren't a part of.
So true.
I'm still hunting for the best French toast in New York. Nothing's really come out to me and been like, this is the best French toast I've ever had. I can make better French toast than I've had so far.
Clock it. Hey, dorks. We just want to say a couple of thank yous this week. First of all, to Tim and Terry. They gave me some slushy money because they believe I'm going to make this playoffs. And so I appreciate not only the support, but the added monetary support to my slushy wants and needs. And we also just want to say thanks again to Emily and Steven and Frankie and Mike for a great family dinner. I mean, we just feel so lucky to have family so close and built-in friends. Remember, my Venmo is always open at Hasina T.
Thanks to Evan and Logan for following Leonard's Flick Fix all the way through till its end and continuing your payments towards content creation. Thanks.
I also met up with my friends Reese and Emma from undergrad. Emma goes to Manis, I believe. The new school for violin.
She's really good at violin. She's
yeah,
crazy.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we all went to the same college.
Oh, so true. Yeah. Right.
The University of the Pacific.
Yeah, Leonard
Conservatory
was
of Music.
Talking to EBT. So I went and I met them at Culture Espresso, which is like right near Times Square. And in there, they are known for the number one best chocolate chip cookie in all of New York. And it says on there like 800 people tried and voted at random and like we're the best, we're number one. And so that was really yummy.
Blind rankings.
I ordered before they got there, I ordered like a vanilla cappuccino. Like that's usually what I do hot when I like don't really know the place because like I know I'll drink it because the vanilla like makes it drinkable type thing.
Safe.
I can add sugar if I really like if it's not sweet enough, like sure. But it's usually like fine. But the line was like it's popular. But it's tiny. So everyone orders and then they like stand in a huddle. And so they kept saying cappuccino, but people had gotten one before me, of course. So I order and then 2 seconds later, like cappuccino, I'm like, oh, okay. And the barista was like, it's not for you. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I waited. And then he called another cappuccino. And I was like, no one went up and got it except the lady that ordered after me. And he was like, do you have a vanilla cappuccino? I don't think this is yours. And I was like, oh, vanilla, that's me. So I like went up and I grabbed it and I walk away. And then the next second he goes, vanilla cappuccino. And then she grabs it. So it was not mine.
So you didn't get a vanilla cappuccino?
No, I just got a regular cappuccino and it was disgusting, to be honest.
Oh, God.
So, but I drank it. No biggie. We've also been cooking a lot. A lot of our pictures this week are just going to be dinners I made because we didn't do much else. But I had a salad in Central Park. I made bagels. They were really yummy.
Those bagels are phenomenal. Shout out to Sophia on that one.
I also got like buffalo dip and I made a cake for the beginning of football to like show my support.
Which is so nice.
And Leonard was a bum and was doing the dishes. And looked in my secret hiding spot and found the cake before I wanted him to.
Okay, well.
Because it was supposed to be a surprise.
You can't call me a bum for doing the dishes for
Clearly
us.
Clearly they know I'm joking.
I don't like that word. I don't like that.
It was just funny. He like opens the cabinet. He goes, ah! And at like the one moment I'm not watching him. Because I'm like leaning over, watching him do the dishes, being like, don't open it, don't open it. I look away for 1 second. He finds the cake. Of course.
Of course. I sniffed it out. I snuffed it.
And I almost kept it, like, anywhere else, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's awesome. Tastes great, and I appreciate you.
Yeah. I don't really, I'm not good at keeping surprises anyway, so.
Well, I don't really like surprises, so that works out.
That's just why I was bummed out, because I had finally, like, kept something. Usually, if I, like, get Leonard a present, I tell him the moment he comes in the door, and I, like, make him open it, because I, like, can't.
Can't wait.
I can't stop. Yeah.
It was awesome, though. That day was sick. Like, I came home from a long day of work, and she had a rum and coke ready to go in my Seahawks mug and made dinner, and it was a delicious dinner. And then I also found the cake. It was a really good
dinner. I made a lot of food because I was so hungry while I was cooking.
It's really good.
Okay, artsy-fartsy-wise.
Ooh, we have a good artsy-fartsy.
Yeah. Thing. This week on Thursday, well, I was just, like, on the web, and I saw that the Whitney American Art Museum had an installation I wanted to go to.
When you say on the web, do you just mean like TikTok, Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that looks like super cool.
Is that a common expression now, you think? When people say like, I read about this, I you know, I was on the web, or I read this article. It's literally just someone just on TikTok or Instagram, because no one's actually reading articles these days.
I like articles.
You like go on the internet and you'll read an article?
Yeah.
Okay.
Times.
Do you really?
Substack.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good for you. Way to be. Okay, continue.
I also usually follow like, oh, I read this, and I say, well, actually, it was just a TikTok, so people like,
it's true. You do usually say that. Yeah. Good way to credit work.
But I looked this one up at the website.
Okay.
Page.
Yeah. No, I was just curious. I'm making conversation. Okay, the Whitney.
What smells bad? Is it me?
I think that's just cooking. Like someone's doing some cooking.
Oh, okay.
Or my breath. Again, we rolled out of bread.
Okay, anyways, we took the subway, then we rode a city bike. I also rode a city bike all the way to Greenpoint.
Which is awesome.
I want to have everyone know.
And you did it to Court Square. You did a lot of biking today.
I did
week.
A lot of biking. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Anyways, we went to the Whitney. Free tickets for people under 25. Love that. It's a beautiful area, beautiful museum, right next to the High Line.
Which we walked. Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Spoiler alert.
I'm so sorry.
Anyways, the installation.
Guys, we didn't walk the High Line.
The installation I wanted to see is All Day and All Night by Whitney. No. All Day and All Night by Christine Sun.
There it is.
And she is a deaf artist. Mm-hmm. And if people don't know, I teach my old sign language teacher cello lessons every week. And then she, I have to move that one. She teaches me sign language.
It's a cool thing that they
do. It's a little like tradey.
Yeah, trading of the arts, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing super good. She said so herself. And I went to the Whitney Thursday morning. And then that night, I like told her all about it. But I signed all about it to her, and she basically got the whole story I was saying. Mm-hmm. And I told her how this artist does like charcoal drawings mostly.
You signed the word charcoal?
Yeah, you just spell it.
Oh. Is there a signed charcoal word, you think? You just don't know it?
No, you just spell it.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
She does a bunch of charcoal art, mostly drawing. And I learned that deaf art is called Devia. So like deaf life, because like in deaf culture, their life in a hearing world is like very different. So a lot of artists show that through their art, and it comes out as a lot of rage. So when I was talking about how this artist has a whole like rage room as part of her exhibit, she was like, oh yeah, that's like, I feel like I've heard of her. And also that's not far from normal, because their reality like in world is a lot different than someone who's hearing. And it was so cool because, I mean, I don't know, it was really cool and thought provoking. And she had some like music things, and part of the installation was, they were playing the Addams Family, but only the subtitles
That was crazy.
You could only see the subtitles and the rest was blurred out.
It was so confusing.
Because like, and there was no sound, obviously. Obviously. And I was like, Leonard, do you know what movie this is? He was like, no.
I've also never seen the Addams Family, though.
That's fair. But you didn't get it from like the hand?
I don't. I was just trying to read things that were going by. There were so many things to read.
Yeah. Leonard wouldn't make it.
I could never.
But it was really...
Although I am losing my hearing, to be honest. At dinner, I couldn't hear a damn thing. It's not good.
It was loud.
Yeah. I think when there's noise and then there's talking, I'm out. But if someone's whispering, I can hear them. Like at a really quiet level. But when there's noise, background noise, I am out.
We need to get Leonard loop earplugs, okay? If you don't know what to get Leonard for Christmas, get the loop earplugs that are like,
what are those?
$60 and they...
$60?
And they list... I don't know if they're that much. But they, the ones that have the three settings. Three settings in one, okay? Anyone who's listening that doesn't know what to get them?
What are the three settings?
Well, they like... They cancel out noise progressively more. So you can use like the furthest setting to like go to sleep, or you can like do a little bit of noise cancellation.
Wow.
And they're really tiny and they're really comfy, and I think he would really benefit from having those.
Do they play music?
Keys. No.
Oh, so it's like a hearing aid.
It's an earplug.
Is that a hearing aid?
No. Do you know what an earplug is?
Nope.
You've never used an earplug?
Nope.
Like to put in your ear to block out sound?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It's just like fancier.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I didn't understand what an earplug was for some reason.
Yeah. Anyways, go look at the Whitney at her rage room. The angle, I told my teacher, she like describes her rage
by
in
pie charts.
By like, angles.
By angles.
So like the more obtuse the angle, the more rage it made her feel. And the
vocabulary
smallest,
was so good too.
Yeah, the smaller the angle, the less. Yeah. And I was telling her that one angle says the amount of rage I feel when I get hit in the head with a bag of peanuts because I didn't hear the flight attendant.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah, obtuse rage or something.
I cannot imagine being on a plane and a flight attendant just like throwing peanuts at me because I think I'm ignoring them. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We should send this to her.
She listens.
What? Oh.
Send what?
Unplug it and plug it back in.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's so hot. It's on fire.
It is? Yeah, that's it. Then hit that. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, the light went out there.
Oh my God.
Which we saw coming, which maybe is a little warning for us to speed it up.
Well, we're almost done.
Okay.
My last kind of things are that I texted the friend to join book club, but they did it while I was working. So now I have the next book club on my calendar.
There you go.
To go to it. But this last book club book was The Wedding People. And I'm like only halfway through, which is good because I missed book club. But it's a really interesting book, I think. It started off like, I don't know, it just really surprised me. So if you're looking for a book to read, that one. And the next book they're reading is Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Jenkins Reid, which is really popular right now. So I don't know how I'm going to get a copy without buying it, but we're going to figure that out.
It's not in the library?
No, it just came out.
Mm.
I'm going to try and like...
You could go to the New York, like the...
Yeah, I'm going to try to get a bigger library.
Yeah.
Maybe next to the square, but whatever. Culture shock wise, I heard someone...
Oh, I have one. I had one.
Compare New York City... Or, like, describe it as an adult playground. Like, adults are just out playing.
Yep.
And that's so true.
That's, like, 100%
that's
accurate.
That's really so true.
And, that strictly correlates to those who are having babies way later in New York. Because New York is so fun. I feel like the moment you end up having a child, you don't want to give up your youth because you're still in New York. So it's kind of an interesting... flip-flop. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I would say I don't think it correlates to the city. It does and it doesn't.
It totally has to.
Yeah, but I feel like no matter where I am, I don't want to give up my youth when I have a kid.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if I could raise a kid in this small place.
I think that's why everyone's waiting more and more to like have kids because they don't want to give up their youth.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about this at dinner last night.
Sorry, I brought it back up.
That's why we're like...
It was a culture shock.
I mean, that's one of them this week. Yeah. I understand, like, how city people don't want to have kids. And this is not me saying I want a child. Let's put that out there.
No.
But I will say, like, deep down, I'm like, I don't feel the aversion.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the babies that come into work are best friends.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get back in that NICU. Oh,
just leave
my
it
God.
Off. Just leave it off. We're done. And no, it's overheating. That's probably why it's turning off.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Okay. Other than that, I wanted to let everyone know that the Trader Joe's checkout lines are like nothing you've ever seen in your life.
Like,
okay?
They are long, but for like 2 seconds.
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah. First of all, you get in a line and there's a Trader Joe's like attendee worker at the front of the line. Then ahead of you, you see about 40 checkout stations that are 2 feet wide.
Okay? Very small.
So tiny. They all have a flag or a paddle. When they're done checking out someone, they raise that paddle up. And the person that's at the front of your line says, go to number 17, please.
It's literally
and
like,
then you go there, they check you out, and then you leave. It's like the fastest but longest line ever.
What's that guy who's like, give me the 40, I got 40 here. 50.
Auctioneer.
It's literally like you're an auction, like you're in an auction, but you're checking out. Like, the line moves that fast.
It's but
like,
it's all
right,
also
we got 40
like,
over here, 40 over here. Yep. Over there, 40, 40. Yep, 39. Yep. Two. Come on now.
They don't sound like that, but that's how it feels.
I would sound like that if I was in that
but
line.
But also, it's kind of stressful because, like, I was at Trader Joe's buying snacks for internship, and I, like, wanted a little insulated lunch bag thing they had. And I was like, do you know where they are? And I was, like, walking up the line and he was like, go to 17 please, and I was like, I'm not done. But whatever, that's about it. So I think that's kind of it.
What about goals that we've been working on? I didn't talk about my goals, I guess, and my goal is just wake up and not touch my phone first. And
yeah, Leonard's really upset by his phone usage
these days. I've been upset with it, yes.
Specifically in the past 3 days, let's be real.
Yes, I think so.
He was talking to me about it last night, and I was like, has this happened for like a while? He's like, no, like just a couple days. And I was like, okay, well,
it's just I catch myself in the past few days. Like, I never used to sit down in a public place and then just scroll on Instagram. That never was a thing. I would sit and just look around and enjoy where I'm at. But for the past few days, I would sit down and just scroll on Instagram, and it's frustrating. So I made it very simple. The first thing I touch in the morning will be water, which is healthier. And I do a little quick breathing meditation. And so far, I'm 100%. I don't even touch my phone to look at the clock. I literally won't touch it in the morning until I've done my ritual. I feel pretty good about that.
Love it.
Anyways.
I'm reading 10 pages a day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to drink anymore. I loved it, but I hate how I feel right now. So
we were going to have Mike come on and be a guest.
Also true.
And I told him to come by around 10:30, and I woke up about 10:23, and Hasina was still sleeping. So yeah. I texted him. I was like, yeah, it's probably not going to happen this week, man. This is not.
So wait, this is us saying that next week we need. Well, Evan will be here too.
That's true.
They have a spike ball tourney.
We have a spike ball tournament, actually, within the next podcasting period.
Yeah.
So you'll hear about it. Wow, that's crazy how fast that came.
We should just have like Evan and Mike come in and then you guys can like.
Do our thing.
Yeah.
Do a little boys cast.
Yeah, you could like do a bonus.
A little bonus episode. Any hoozles, I want to go watch football, so goodbye. Oh, wait, I wanted to do this. Predictions. The Seahawks will win against the 49ers. By the time you're listening, you'll know if I'm right. The
you
Bengals.
Really think so?
Yes, the Bengals will beat the Browns. The Titans will lose, but it'll be really close. The Patriots will win over the Raiders. And the Bills will beat Baltimore.
That's right.
Those are my predictions. And by the time you're listening to this, you will know if I'm right or wrong.
That's so many games.
Okay. Godspeed. Can we please go clean and watch football now?
I'm Solo.
I'm Lee. And you're in NYC.
We are.
What?
We are in NYC.
Oh, wait. What did I say?
You're.
Okay, do it again.
I'm Solo.
I'm Lee. And we're in NYC. Okay, there.